It grieves my heart to write such heavy news, as in my story afterward ensues. I would to God it never had been so, but 'tis too true, the Lord above doth know. Oh, here begins my heavy tale of woe, the which will force all tears from eyes to flow. I think there cannot be a heart so hard, but to my subject will have some regard. O lonely London, thou that art the flower on which the Lord his blessing still doth shower. Alas, I do lament the heavy loss, the which many a £1,000 hath cost. O London Bridge, that place of beauty fair, the world again the like cannot compare. What heavy fortune now there is befell, alack, alas, it grieves me for to tell. How shall I write to give you all content? Nay, I must write that which will cause lament unto a heart that is as hard as steel. Yet sure he needs must come compassion feel. On Monday night, the 11th of February, a fire happened of which none was weary. Happened, said I, alas, it is too true, as it is known, howsoever first it grew. Some say 'twas through a maiden's negligence, but that I'll leave for other to dispense. I would not speak more than what I do know, for fear that some offends them. But certain 'tis there's many houses burned. The fire could not stented be nor turned until it had consumed them every one. Third part the bridge from that place where 't begun. Hard by St. Magnus first it did begin, when as good folks their beds were sleeping in. Then some arising, starting all with fear, when as they saw they were beset with fire. Some cried out, fire, fire, being afraid, yet very few could do them any aid. They could not come to do them any good, because the houses over water stood. Indeed, the cries were grievous to be heard. The women were so wonderfully scarred. The children, shaking, to their friends did say, good father and mother, pray let's go away. Alas, poor souls, they will might be afraid, being likely to be burned if they had stayed. The fire it did still increase so fast, that they much goods into the Thames did cast. It flamed aloft, and fire did still increase. Use all the means they could, it would not cease, until it had consumed both sides of the way. Near 40 dwelling houses, as some say. You may imagine of the wondrous loss, besides the money that the buildings cost. 1,136 years ago, the bridge then being builded all of wood was burned every stick and stake as stood, and many people then was burned too, because out of the fire they could not go. Oh Lord, I wish the like may ne'er be known as this prospect for which all sigh and groan. At that same time was burned abundance more, the fire than the city ran half o'er. From London Stone to Aldgate and to Paul's, it did consume good timber, work, and walls. Let me entreat both old and young to pray for to defend from such sudden decay. I think the various tyrannizing heart this saint has seen would make him feel some smart. Alas, my master, say 'twere your own case, or think yourselves had been in that same place. It would have put you in a dangerous fear, besides still laughter, sorrow, grief, and care. O Lord, methinks I hear the cries and groans that many of them made with heavy moans. O help, they all aloud did cry, whilst fire burned and flames aloft did fly. The husband bade the wife she should not fear, although